Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
Educators are seriously concerned about the high rate of dropouts among the Doctor of Philosophy candidates and the consequent loss of talent to a nation in need of PhDs. Some have placed the dropouts' loss at higher than 50%. The extent of the loss was, however, largely a matter of expert guessing. Last week, a well-rounded study was published. It was based on 22,000 questionnaires sent to former graduate students who were enrolled in 24 universities, and it seemed to show many past fears to be groundless. The dropout rate was found to be 31%. In most cases, the dropouts, while not completing the PhD requirement, went on to productive work. They are not only doing well financially, but according to the report, are not far below the income levels of those who went on to complete their doctorates. Lack of motivation was the principal reason for dropping out. Most dropouts went as far in their doctoral program as was consistent with their levels of ability or their specialities. Most dropouts are now engaged in work consistent with their education and motivation. Nearly 75% of the dropouts said there was no academic reason for their decision, but those who mentioned academic reasons cited failure to pass the qualifying examination, uncompleted research, and failure to pass language exams. Among the single most important personal reasons identified by dropouts, lack of finances was marked by 19%.
Educators are seriously concerned about the high rate of dropouts among the Doctor of Philosophy candidates and the consequent loss of talent to a nation in need of PhDs. Some have placed the dropouts' loss as high as 50%. The extent of the loss was, however, largely a matter of expert guessing. Last week, a well-rounded study was published. It was based on 22,000 questionnaires sent to former graduate students who were enrolled in 24 universities, and it seemed to show many past fears to be groundless. The dropouts rate was found to be 31%, and in most cases the dropouts, while not completing the PhD requirement, went on to productive work. They are not only doing well financially, but according to the report, are not far below the income levels of those who went on to complete their doctorates. Lack of motivation was the principal reason for dropping out. Most dropouts went as far in their doctoral program as was consistent with their levels of ability or their specialties. Most dropouts are now engaged in work consistent with their education and motivation. Nearly 75% of the dropouts said there was no academic reason for their decision. But those who mentioned academic reasons cited failure to pass the qualifying examination, uncompleted research, and failure to pass language exams. Among the single most important personal reasons identified by dropouts, lack of finances was marked by 19%.